let the word work for them. Let the word work for them. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Let them keep seeing. Let them see what you have for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise again. We are looking at the message, What Are You Seeing? Part 2. The second part of that message we shared last Sunday. Last time we looked at how the mind is a very powerful part of our being that enables us to see things. We see things in our, apart from our physical eye, we see things in our minds. Yeah? It's a very powerful portion of our being, the mind. You have to be very careful about what you are seeing in your mind. You have to be very, very careful. Because it can make or break you. The mind, what you see in your mind, if it is the wrong thing, it determines, the mind determines, if it's the wrong thing, the outcome is not okay. If it's the right thing, the outcome is okay. Your mind can make or break you. That's what the English word says. It can determine your success or failure. Your mind can determine your success or your failure. The fact that our thoughts are processed in the mind. Your thoughts are processed in the mind. And the mind is where you see things. You see things in the mind. And remember last Sunday we looked at Proverbs 23, verse number 7, the first part of Proverbs 23. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You become what you think. Powerful. You become what you think. You determine the outcome of your life. You determine your destiny. That is it. It's as powerful as that. And when Jeremiah was asked that, Jeremiah, what do you see? He said, I see an almond tree. And the Lord said, you have seen correctly. I'm watching my word to fulfill it. Make sure that what you are thinking, what you are looking at in your mind is what God is saying about you. Is what God has promised you. Because when you focus on that and you begin to see that that is where you are going, that's where God will take you. Praise God. So, it's so important for you to discipline your mind. We have to discipline our minds if we are to succeed in life. We have to discipline what? Our minds. We have to discipline what? Our minds. You see? Because if our minds are not disciplined, because let me tell you, a mind is like a video player. Like a video player. If you don't discipline it, it will play anything. I'm telling you, it will play anything. It can even play suspicion. I think Sister Fortunate once is doing something against me. I think Sister Fortunate is doing something. You know, it can play wrong videos for you. The enemy will encourage that. You have to discipline your human mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. We are humans, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false argument. To knock down strongholds of human reason. Knock it down. You see, the mind will begin to reason. I'm telling you. But what kind of reason is that? Human reasoning. No, it won't help you. Because God said in his word that my ways are not your ways. Just like heaven is far away from the earth, so is my ways far away from your ways. So it is very important. So human reasoning, if that human reasoning is purely human, is not from God, it can cause you problems. You have to knock it down. When there's a wrong thought that is coming, you knock it down. And I will show you how you knock them down. You knock them down. Another one comes, why is he succeeding alone? And you begin to think of malicious things. No, knock down that one. Knock down. If your friend is rejoicing, you rejoice with that friend. Rejoice. That it shows you that even you, what has happened to that person is possible in your life. The good thing that has happened to others is also possible in your life. Praise God. You see? We use mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down strongholds of human reason and to destroy false arguments. False arguments. False arguments. People can argue to justify the wrong way they have taken. The wrong way. Arguments are used to justify wrong things. I'm telling you. Many arguments are used to justify wrong things. People tell you, worship this. If you don't worship this, this is for you, the God of your clan. This is the God. And they put the picture there. This is the God of you. Those are idols. Behind every picture, there's a demon. That's what Corinthians says. Behind every idol, there is what? A demon. And he told the Corinthians, said, I don't want you to participate with demons. I don't want you to be what? Participants with the demons. Because when a demon comes, let me tell you, you stop to sleep in a nice way. Even your children that used to sleep from morning, from evening to morning, they begin waking up and jumping out of bed. The moment you go and look for them, the moment you open a door for them to come in, the moment you renew a covenant on an evil altar, your life will remain the same because the door is open. They come anytime to disturb you. Praise God. So, they give you false argument. Don't accept any false argument. Verse number 5. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. When thoughts that are contrary to what God says comes, capture it. We capture them. We capture them. I'll show you how you can capture them. God has given us weapons for capturing them. You don't just allow them to be free. When you don't discipline the mind, it will play any video. It can go back to that time before you were saved and bring what you were doing. And you begin to see yourself. No, you don't allow that. It shows you when the time when you went to the witch doctor. It will also play the time when you were stealing. They play that video. Play all that video. The time when you were being abused, they play all to make you very angry against the one who had abused you, and bitter. So that they use that to build strongholds, to make you think the wrong things, release the wrong things in your bloodstream, in your life, to create you an unhealthy life. No, you have to capture them. Say no. I'm a new creation now. I'm not going to allow this. You see. I'm not going to allow this. Praise God. You capture every rebellious thought that will not make you see the blessing of God. You capture. Let me tell you, before anybody says something, before anyone abuses another person, before a woman attacks the husband, before a husband attacks the wife, something first comes. You first think before you do it. So that's the time to knock it down. Capture it. Capture it and say, no, I'm not going to accept this. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 5. In KJV, the other one is New Living Translation. In KJV, this one, casting down imaginations. Casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Imagination. Casting down imagination. You see, we imagine, we see things. Imagination is things you see in your mind. One time someone was telling me how she was, he was imagining that he was going to die. He was now seeing how he was put in the coffin, how people are going to cry. You just look at that. You just look at that. Mommy prayed for a certain... our sister recently, and the demon was talking to the woman. You see, you are going to die and leave your children now. You are going to die and leave your children. Because you see, the neighbor was very sick. Actually, the neighbor died and left the a neighbor had two girls in secondary. During this lockdown, all the girls got pregnant. All the girls of this man got pregnant. The two were in secondary. So the man was devastated. He felt sick. He was just worried, disappointed about the pregnancy of the girl, the daughters. So until the devil, even he got a stroke. And so when this lady was going to visit this man, the neighbor, she felt something hitting her heart, like a demon which was hunting for her. Said, "No, I'm going also. You are also going to die like this man. You are also going to suffer the same thing." She lost strength from that moment and came back and fell sick. Until mommy prayed for her on phone and cast out the demons. And the demon manifested and began to cry and say, "You see, we were preparing our mind for death." Can you imagine? I'm telling you, that's how terrible the devil is. You have to be very careful about the imagination. When that thing was cast out, the lady became okay. Preparing. You see, the devil must first prepare you to go against God's will, to go against God's plan for your life. So be careful about your imagination. The wrong ones, you cast them down. Praise God. You don't entertain them. You don't keep them there. Let me tell you, every believer has the mind of Christ. Tell your neighbor, you have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 16, New Living Translation. We must allow this mind of Christ to be prominent. Not our human mind, but let the mind of Christ be prominent. Be prominent. Let it be the one leading us. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Praise God. When you are born again, you have the what? The mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. So you are not like another person, ordinary person. You have the mind of Christ. Allow the mind of Christ to have the preeminence, to be prominent. Let the mind of Christ that you have guide you. Bind your mind to the mind of Christ. I will show you how. You have to bind your mind to the mind of Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus. Look, let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus. Remember, our thoughts are processed in our minds. Let these thoughts that was in Jesus, the way Jesus was thinking, let it be the same way you also think. Think the same way Jesus thought. Think the same way. Have the same mind that Jesus had. Praise God. Have the same mind. Remember one time Jesus said, what defiles people is what comes from their heart. What comes from their thought processes. What comes actually from their minds. What comes from... That is what the enemy uses. He puts it, when you accept it, if you don't knock it, then you begin to speak like that, you begin to perform it. It becomes your habit. It determines your destiny. That's how it works. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. You see? Another translation, NIV, says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ. An attitude is a settled way of thinking or feeling about something. You can have a wrong attitude about someone, your neighbor, a wrong attitude. You are settled about it, even though you have a settled way of looking at things or thinking. It may be a wrong way. You may be doing it without any justifiable reason. You may be doing it because of misinformation. Then you settle. And whether they say, oh, so and so is good, you say, no, I don't believe. I don't believe. That's already a wrong attitude. But they say, but this person can help you. So, no, I don't. I don't believe. This lady, I don't trust women. I don't trust women. That's already a wrong attitude. That's a wrong attitude. I don't trust women. I don't trust women. Don't show them where you put your money. Don't show them. That's why some men just die anyhow without... leaving anything for their children. Because of the attitude. A wrong attitude. Your wife, you don't trust your wife. You have a wrong attitude. You are thinking the wrong thoughts. Praise God. You are thinking the wrong thoughts. So you have to deal with that. Now, if you have the mind of Christ and you think the thoughts of Christ, and you meditate upon what God promises you, what God says concerning your circumstance, your challenge is what you are looking at, and you are looking at the promise, you are looking at the fact that at the end of the day you are coming out, you are going to be where God wants you to be, then nothing will be impossible with you. Praise God. Then nothing is impossible for you. I'm telling you. That's what the Bible says. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. Apostle Paul says something. And the reason is because he had the mind of Christ. Philippians chapter 4 13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Praise God. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. When you have the mind of Christ, everything is possible for you. Never use the word impossible, impossible, impossible when you are born again. Don't. What you are saying impossible, others have made it possible. Others have seen it. Begin to be very deliberate about your life. Begin to look at what God wants, what God has promised you, and that's what you should be seeing. That's what you should be seeing. Mark 9:23. This was a situation where a man had a little boy who had a lot of problems. This boy was under demonic attack. Very terrible attack. That almost killed the life of this boy. Took away the life of this boy. Mark 9:23. Let's begin from 22 up to 23. Mark 9:22 to 23. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." That was the father of the boy. This is what the man said. "But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." If you can, Jesus, if you can do anything, if you can do anything. And then Jesus answered and said, if you can. Jesus was saying, but why do you doubt? Why are you looking at the possibility of me doing something or not doing something? Why are you looking at that possibility? You are saying, if I can. I mean, you don't believe in me. If you can. So Jesus wanted him to know that everything is possible. Then Jesus told him, everything is possible for him who believes. Everything is possible for him who believes. And you know where we believe, where the place where your belief is in? It's in your mind. We believe with our minds. We believe with our minds. We believe with our minds. So if instead of believing, you have unbelief in your mind, the result that you see is disappointment. Jesus told this man, said, look, everything is possible. Everything is possible. This morning, God is telling you that what you have been thinking, it is beyond your reach. It is possible for you to have it.
Amen.
I said it is possible for you to have it.
Amen.
You have been wondering which day you will ever have money without being in terrible luck. Which day? You have been wondering, will I ever really have enough money? Will I really ever have adequate finances? God is saying everything is possible for him who believes. Everything is possible for him who believes. You are sick and the doctors have failed to help you. Jesus can help you. You can have your healing now. Not tomorrow. Now. Because it was paid for. Say, I receive my healing now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything is possible. Some people, they want to marry. Say, but will I really have dowry? The men. Will I really have money for my wedding? Will I meet the expectation? What is expected of me? You see, in our current culture, where they expect you to do certain things. And God is saying, yes, it is possible. Praise God.
Amen.
Some people wonder, will I ever settle? He said, just believe you will settle. Praise God.
Amen.
Will I ever be a trillionaire for Christ? Yes, you can be a trillionaire for Christ. You just have to believe that. Praise God.
Amen.
Let me tell you, church. This year is going to end for you in a way that you have never seen before.
Amen.
Every day you will have a new miracle.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I will have a miracle every day. Do you know that our lives were supposed to be miracle? When people look at our sister Sulaine, when I look, people look at you and say, but this is a miracle of God. This is a miracle. You see, we don't need to live from miracle to the next. No. Let our life be a miracle. Amen. Let your life be a miracle. Amen. No, we are not moving from one miracle to the next, but let your entire life be a miracle. Some people tell you, but why are you going to church all the time? They will see the difference. Amen. Praise God. So Jesus says, everything is possible for him who believes. Everything is possible. You see, sometimes some people say, oh, I've prayed for so long. I've not seen the answer yet. Maybe you are not disciplined your mind. You see, you cannot expect a miracle of healing while you are looking at yourself all the time in a coffin. No, it can't work. You cannot see yourself in a beautiful house while all the time you are looking at yourself in a muzigo. No, you cannot. You cannot find yourself. You cannot have a nice car to drive when you say, if I could only get even an old motorbike. No, you can't have it. The mind is a powerful thing, church. God has given every human being a mind. Whether they're believers or not, the mind is a very powerful portion of man. Whether it is an aeroplane, whether it is a train, whether it is a chair, whether it's a nice bed, it is first seen in the mind before it is made. I'm telling you, whether it is a wonderful business, you see it in the mind. That's why I always say that don't copy people. Don't copy people. Oh, Agnes is making money in fresh food. Let me also run and begin to look for fresh foods. Let me also go. I want to supply also like Agnes. No, you will fail. Because Agnes first got a prophecy here that what you call small, you will drive a pickup truck to supply it. I'm telling you, take the prophetic word. Because God has a plan for each one of you, and you are supposed to excel in that plan. Praise God. You see, some people, they come and work with their friends. You see, work with your friend who brought you to a place of work. You work with that friend so that you can be exposed. You can learn how to deal with people. You can learn many things and you can get maybe something. Even if you are not getting money, but you are learning. And use that place as a stepping stone. Use that place to get something that you can use to worship with God as a seed and say, Lord, this is my seed. But you know, in my heart is here. Take me here. Take me here. Some people say, oh, I've now known how they do this business. Let me go and start another one next to my name. The man who has been helping me. They start the business. Because they know even the people they were supplying, they go to the same supplier they used to supply when they were working with that person. You can't succeed like that. You begin to operate under curse because you did not, you returned bad for good which were given. I love the Nigerian culture, business people, good businessmen in Nigeria. If you work for him for 10 years, you are selling for him your shop, the good ones. They call you at the end of 10 years or a certain amount of time. He said, now go and start yours. They give you money. Go and start yours. And then you go. Because you have been faithful. They have seen that you are faithful. No, but you don't just sneak away. You steal, then you sneak. Or even if you don't steal, you want to copy the one who was training you. No, you don't copy. You don't copy. You don't copy. You don't compete. If you want to do it truly, you are also called in the same area. Then go in another place. Praise God. You go in another place. You go in another place. Praise God. Everything is possible for him who believes. Everything. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. Don't think of impossibility. Look at the right thing. Don't look at yourself broke all the time. Look at yourself coming out of the debt. Praise God. And what you see is what you'll have. You see the wrong thing, you get the wrong thing. You see the right thing, you get the right thing. That's how powerful our mind is. Now, you have the mind of Christ. Let it help you see. Because the Holy Spirit is inside you. The Holy Spirit carries the mind of Christ. That's why when you begin to dialogue with the Holy Spirit, you ask the Holy Spirit questions. Guide me, Lord. Guide me, Lord. He'll guide you. Reveal the truth to me. He'll reveal it. Show me what to do. He will show you what to do. The Holy Spirit will make you do things which the classroom will never make you do. I'm telling you, you will find answers that you will never find through the classroom. I'm telling you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Now, let's look at how we can create order as we finish. How we can create order. Through positive binding. We only know how to bind demons. Some people know only how to. But I used to do a lot of this binding, the positive one, the one which is not of demons. When a mother binds a child on herself, what is it for? Is it for the good of the baby? Is it for the comfort of the baby? Is it for the protection of the baby? Is it because the mother, wherever the mother goes, she wants to go with that baby? Why does a mother tie the child in the back? To protect the child. Protect the child. Make the child comfortable. Go with the child wherever she's going. If you put your baby on your back, wherever you go with your baby. When you are running, you run with your baby. When the baby is crying, you put the baby is in the back, the baby keeps quiet and begin to feel comfortable. Praise God. So that is a positive binding. That's a positive binding. So let's look at positive binding, because you know the other negative binding. The positive binding. Let's look at Matthew 16 verse number 19. There's something here that Jesus spoke that you people, you need to use. You need to use to discipline your mind. You need to use to bring authority in your realm of thoughts. Matthew 16:19 NIV, it says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Look at that. The key. Now, there's something I want us to learn from Luke 11 verse 52. Jesus mentioned it also. Woe to you experts in the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge, but you yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who are entering. You see? You have taken away the key of what? The key of what? The key of knowledge. And you have hindered people from entering. You have been given knowledge, but you have not given people that knowledge to enable them access what God wants them to access. He was talking to the teachers of the law. Even you yourself, who has a key, you have failed to enter. You have failed to understand the knowledge, to utilize the knowledge you are given. Praise God. So a key is a resource. A key is what? A resource. A key is information. A key is what? Information. A key is knowledge. Is knowledge which gives the possessor access to power, access to authority, access to a right. Praise God. Now, Jesus was talking to Peter. And Peter had spoken something. Made a very powerful confession. Because Jesus was asking, who am I, Peter? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, it is not flesh and blood that has shown you that. It is my Father that has revealed to you that truth in your mind. And upon that revelation, knowing that I'm the anointed one of God, I'm the Savior of the world, I'm the Christ, the Judge of the world. Peter, you will build the church. When you stand on that, no devil will remove you. No devil can stop you. Praise God. When you stand on that, Peter, no devil can stop you. It's a key, the knowledge that will come from out of that will give you access, will give you a right, will give you power. Praise God. And because of that, you will be able to lock, you will be able to unlock. Praise God. Whatever you bind, whatever you prohibit, heaven will prohibit it. Whatever you allow, heaven will allow it. Can you imagine? Whatever you bind on earth, heaven will bind it. Praise God. Access, access, the key is access. Knowledge that comes from God enables us to access our healing. We access our healing. We access favor. We access spiritual power. We access deliverance. We access finances. We access the blessing that really boils down to tangible things that changes our lives and makes our lives different. Praise God. Now let's look at Matthew 18:18. Matthew 18. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Look at that. Whatever you bind on earth. So I was talking of positive thinking. Many years ago, I used to do a lot of this. And I want to tell you, I saw the testimony. I saw the outcome. It was very powerful. Very powerful. Like now, God has given you the mind of Christ. This indisciplined mind that you carry now, why don't you bind it to the mind of Christ? To bring it to order. Praise God. Every day when you wake up, do warfare over your mind. Say, I bind my mind to the mind of Christ. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ. I bind my will. Remember what the Bible says. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I bind my will to the will of God. And I bind my mind to the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. The cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. Now, you try that experiment. Try it every day. Try it every day for 2 months. And come and tell me that, Pastor, I've not yet seen a change. Because you will begin to see how fruitful your life will be. You will begin to see how orderly your thought will be. Praise God. Say, I bind my mind to the mind of Christ. And I bind my will to the will of God. And I bind my conscience to the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ. And I bind my will to the will of God. And I bind my conscience to the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. Now, it will be very difficult because the Holy Spirit will begin to guide your thought that day. I'm telling you. I used to do that. And I used also to add a prayer. I said, Lord, let me also now lead someone to Christ today. And I would not miss a day without leading someone to receive Christ whenever I would pray that. Whenever I would pray that prayer. Praise God. Amen. Every day do that. Because in that way you will be able to discipline your mind. Those wrong videos will back off. The moment you begin to realize, hey, there's another video that has come, so I bind my mind to the mind of Christ, the video will go. And you find that your thoughts are clean thoughts. The cleansing power of the blood of Jesus cleanses, washes your mind. The demons find it a hard place to drop the thoughts in. It is shielded. Because your mind is now bound to the mind of who? Because already you have the mind of who? Unless you are not saved. If you are saved, you have the mind of Christ. Praise God. Let me tell you, your mind can be very stubborn with the wrong thoughts. You don't call them, they just come. The enemy drop them. They come. Sometimes from your subconsciousness, they appear. They appear. That's why it is very important for you to forgive people and let them go. Praise God. If you don't forgive them, the bad things they did against you, you keep remembering them. They keep coming up for you to replay. For you to play and leave in the back instead of going forward. You know why God put your eyes in front, not behind you? Because he wants you to go forward. Because going forward is most important. Does that want you to look backward at what the neighbor did, what your brother did? No, 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 no. And how you failed God. No, no, no. God has forgiven you. You go ahead now. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Have you written that thing down? I bind my mind to the mind of Christ. Write it down. You will go from here and the enemy will delete it from your mind. Just you write it down. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ. And I bind my will to the will of God. And I bind my conscience to the blood of, cleansing blood of Jesus. Bind my conscience to the cleansing blood of Jesus. But I'm telling you, do this every day when you wake up. And pray the prayer of wisdom and revelation for God to give you wisdom and revelation. When you have that, you will see a very big change in your life. A very big change in your business. A very big change in your relationship. Wisdom and revelation. Reveal to me things that I need to know. Praise God. So this is a positive binding. Bind your mind to the things of God. You can even bind your feet to the path of righteousness. Bind your feet to the path of righteousness. Bind the feet of your children to the path of righteousness. Say, Lord, these children will not take a way to go and rob. They will not take the way of robbery. They will take the way of work, good work. Work. Let them work faithfully. Let them do what God has laid in their heart. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, I commit your people into hands. Bless them. Bless them. Let the word work for them. Even the ones who are watching online, let the word work for them. We thank you. We give you glory. And we give you honor. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are gracious. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We are going to give our offerings, our seeds, our sacrifices. The word of God says tithers are guaranteed. God will maintain an open heaven over your life and bless you. And those who are watching online, you can send your tithers, your offerings, your seed through the mobile money numbers there. You can use WorldRemit and other system. You can use Airtel number. You can use MTN number. You can also use the bank account for Victory Church of Christ Ministries International. You can issue checks in the name of the church. The Lord will bless you. Your life won't remain the same. So use those mobile money numbers. Use those avenues. Your offerings will reach here and God will greatly, greatly bless you, because I believe with all my heart that this is a fertile ground in which people's lives are changed. So God will also use it to reach you and touch your life and change your life.